This is a production of Cornell University.
Would be particularly important. If there is any turnover in specifically the JA's office or the president's office. And the last thing that this committee would ideally be responsible for is the creation of appendices to further elaborate on rights and responsibilities. Some of the things that Amanda and I talked about in our initial presentation to the UA included like a little section about, you know, what are your rights if you're approached by CUPD or IPD. That might not have a formal place in a community Bill of Rights preamble, but rather it's something that could use a little bit of like separate explanation that all members of the community can access whenever they feel is necessary, just for some guidance. And that's pretty much it. We are planning on attaching a draft of a Bill of Rights to this resolution. However, we're not so attached to the draft of this bill that the committee, if it is established, they can update it, amend it, and change it, and then pass it. But what we really care about is that there is a bill that gets passed eventually, and that there are the processes set in place for a bill to get passed eventually. A little bit of history. In 2011, a student assembly member was very passionate on ensuring that there was a student bill of rights. They had a convention, essentially, and they took over a student assembly meeting, and everyone discussed what they would like to be in the student bill of rights. And basically, the student who was in charge of ensuring the longevity of the bill of rights, which we believe was approved, but could not be ratified until it was approved by the other assemblies, other than the student assembly. The student dropped it, so he kind of forgot about it, meaning that this has kind of been floating around for a couple of years. So we're taking a new spin on it and making it right for the community, making it applicable to everyone, not just students, and using the draft of the Bill of Rights that they wrote, modifying it to make it relevant to the community, and then passing it on to potentially the members of this committee that would be able to modify the draft as they wish later on. Is that clear?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is there a reason that they, like, will this require a tour of the assemblies in order for it to be a thing? Or we're specifically not doing that this time?
We're specifically just going, well, we're hopefully just going through the UA this time.
Mm-hmm.
The way it was written last time was that it had to be approved by all the constituent assemblies before it was enacted. And it was communicated to President Sporton. It's very unclear whether he communicated it back, and that I've asked the office a lot of times to look back through the records, and they come up with nothing. So it's very unclear about how far this made it. I'm sure President Sporton did respond to it at some point, but then it was dropped because no one ever followed through by coming to the UA, the Faculty Senate, the GPSA. And we were thinking it would be easier to talk about it at the CJC, establish the committee through, or have a resolution go to the CJC about establishing the committee, and then the CJC will approve it, and then it will go to the UA. And then if the UA votes, it's kind of like getting all of the constituent assemblies to vote on it anyway. So ideally, this would just follow the UA path from committee to UA.
I see it's the way you
do. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to ask the question in the negative. So is there any reason not to pass this from your point of view? Because you've been looking at it a lot. So what are the downsides and what do we have to make sure we do to make sure it does pass?
I don't know. Amanda, is there anything that you want to say about that?
I mean, I know that when they did the Constitutional Convention, from what we can tell in 2011, was looking at, like, the legislative history, there was involvement from a ton of different campus leaders. The part that I think that the law students looking at it were most concerned with was the access to records and just making sure that whatever language we included didn't violate or was not contrary to FERPA. But we didn't alter that at all. That portion of the, what we're suggesting now is exactly the same as what we existed in 2011, and I'm sure that University Council had a look at it then. It's very general. and most of the provisions in the draft that we have now written are very general, and in fact, where they may potentially be used to contradict with existing policy, they reference that policy and say this is not intended to override 6.4 or code of conduct or whatever. So, personally, I mean, just like looking at it like that, really what we've done is it's 85 to 90% exactly what was attempted to pass or did pass in 2011. We've added a couple of additional little things. One, following the last UA meeting, where I think multiple people, including GCSA, expressed interest in having some kind of at least general right to be involved in policy drafting, and a lot of other schools that have student bill of rights, they also included provisions that was one additional thing that we kind of added. But for the most part, it's like pretty much identical to the 2011 resolution. I don't think that it's controversial because it extrapolates from existing policy with a potential conflict that references that policy and doesn't override it. And everything else is pretty generally basic constitutional
rights. And the point that we're trying to make is that we're trying to make sure that a committee gets established. Our draft, like our version of the resolution that the student assembly passed, is not what we're voting on. We're voting on whether this committee should be established, whether certain people should be given authority to come up with their own version of the Bill of Rights, whether the policy should all be located on one website, and I think these are all things that are not controversial. I think that if we were going into actually the content of the Bill of Rights, that could be more controversial.
And if I could add to that, I would just say that I don't think it's our job to play goalkeeper in that sense. I think that we should pass something that we believe in. And then if there are contradictions, it's not exactly our job to suppress those. I think there's an entire system in place that makes sure that the university isn't putting itself in a bad place, and that's specifically not us. Like, we often play that role, but I really don't think we have to.
So we have to say it.
What do you mean?
We have an example of where...
So for example, like right, maybe it's not exactly explicit that students deserve or should or have some moral like impetus to be involved in policy making decisions. If that's the case, then the university is going to be the people hosting this, right? They're going to be the people responding to this, and there's a whole system in place to deal with that contradiction after we've passed it. So I don't think we have to do that before we pass it. I think it's like, it's not like democracy and we pass something and it happens. It's we pass something and then somebody edits it and then it happens. And then we don't have to do that editing. Yeah.
I'll give you another example. For example, the right to representation is kind of something you should tread lightly with, because within the Code of Academic Integrity, you don't have a right to representation. And you have a right to an advisor to assist you and accompany you throughout the process. So when we had to draft that, you know, looking at that specific provision, we need to make sure that the language was not saying that if we establish in this Bill of Rights a right of representation, that that is going to mean now in 6.4 and in the Academic Integrity Code that suddenly you're allowed to have advocacy, which you're not, and that has been carefully contemplated and, you know, established in existing policy that that's not appropriate for those respective disciplines. So the way that we wrote that part was to say you have a right to advice or advocacy depending on the system that we're talking about, see these references. But yeah, like Joseph was saying, there's still some basic general right there, and we're doing our best to articulate it in a way that is consistent with everything that's already out there.
Yeah, so when I read this, I thought that you tried to be consistent with everything that was out there, but yet put it all together. So if there are inconsistencies or worse pieces of something, it would become clear.
Right. So that's part of the responsibility of the committee. So the committee will establish this preamble, this Bill of Rights that's extrapolated from existing policies, and they'll also be responsible if they see the inconsistencies that Amanda was talking about when we were at the UA. And then the committee can discuss, okay, so how can we advise the policy owners that they should change the policy to be X instead of Y? Just it. Yeah.
I really like this. My question is, when the original Congress, the convention you had in 2011, I know you were there, this was just for students.
Right.
And now you're trying to open it up
to
faculty and staff.
So we wanted to encompass everyone in the Cornell community, which is why first we're coming here over the weekend. I'm hoping to meet with some reps from the UA and GPSA and faculty as well, whoever would like to read this and look over it. I've already reached out to the president.
But I guess but the original document is
student assembly specific pertaining to student rights only. The thing is, you've got to think about, like, the code of conduct applies to anyone. Technically, a faculty or staff member could get cited for campus.
But that's actually explicit, even in the right. But I know, like, there's been faculty who use the university servers when they download and use it, and they have to go through the JA process.
So basically, just to make it more generally applicable to all members of the community, in other words, if students can book out and put community member, except in the cases of, like, involving rights in the classroom, where obviously, or, like, on-campus housing,
but I mean, I guess it's a lot. I guess my only, I really like this, and I mean, I'm not having an issue voting, but I just even feel like the freedom of speech in the symbol part. I mean, I feel like as a staff, I have a different obligation and representation about being my employer that I think is very different than being a student and than being a faculty. So I guess
there are some differences. We want to make sure we clarify.
Yeah, right.
Clarify it also. I don't know. Maybe it's just even in our passing the resolution, articulating that even though yes, these are somewhat fundamental rights, kind of what you're going to do, but they're not.
So maybe adding a whereas clause.
Yeah, but I think it's based upon what your actual relationship is.
Right, maybe that's something that if the committee's formed, take that charge and say, here are the fundamental rights for Cornell community members. Here's specialized rights for staff, students, and faculty.
Yeah.
I mean, in another way, I don't know if it's appropriate to bring this up now, but, you know, we're talking about this notional committee that would be formed. I personally, I mean, knowing much less than everyone in here about how shared governance works, I feel like empowering, perhaps, the CJC, which already has a lot of representation from different assemblies and is kind of already in charge of the code of conduct, which composes the majority of the issues that we're looking at. I feel like maybe putting it there and empowering them as an existing mechanism with pre-established legitimacy is the way to go. It's just an alternative color or a course of action.
Yeah.
So it's something else to think about because making something new requires time. And
right. So, I mean, the only problem is that I'm not sure if it's a conflict of interest because the CJC does have authority over the code or if it makes it easier.
I think that's a feature, not a bug.
But that's why we wanted to bring it to the CJC before we moved forward.
So what's the actual resolution?
So the actual resolution is at the top. There are two versions of it. The first version is more, I wrote the entire thing with some edits from Amanda. The second version of the resolution is pretty much the resolution that the student assembly passed. So we were thinking that maybe we could combine them, but the idea is ensuring that there's a committee, ensuring that all the policies are located in one website or virtual and physical handbook, and making sure that, like, everyone can understand what their rights on campus are. So I think Amanda and I are in the same place. We don't really care necessarily how that gets done. It seemed at first it might be more appropriate for an establishment of a completely separate committee, but we wanted to bring it to the CJC first because if you guys think it's more appropriate for this to be taken on as a responsibility of the CJC, if you think that the CJC could has the time for it and also the willingness.
We did a subcommittee or working group with the CJC. That way it would report to the CJC. The CJC would be like, okay, it's for the people that want to work on it. We'd make sure that it was a group of people that had time, could meet separately, but were still representative of the CJC and UA's constituency. That way we go through an existing kind of channel of power and approval, but we also have the capacity that some people are worried the CJC might not have.
I mean, technically also, whatever this committee is, they're not going to have, like, the real authority because the policies are still owned by different people. So if someone wants to say that there's an inconsistency in policy 6.4, this committee is not going to change that unless, but it would be a formal avenue to tell Lynette. Yeah, it would be a formal avenue to tell Lynette that she would find legitimate, and perhaps she would be more willing to change it than if a student just went up to her and said, hey, there's a problem with 6.4.
I think all of us are talking about two separate issues here that we need to be careful. Mm-hmm. Maybe not for conflate or for efficiency's sake conflate. One is the drafting of the Bill of Rights itself, which could perhaps serve as a preamble to this virtual or hard copy handbook. The second is establishing the authority, committee, body, whatever, that is going to serve as the central point of contact for policy concerns and compiling everything. So if we need to perhaps, right now, like Sarah said, this is all in one resolution, break it out in two and say, okay, we're going to establish this working group of the CJC that will report to CJC to work on the draft of this Bill of Rights, but then a separate resolution to perhaps give the CJC or alternatively some other committee the power to compile and disseminate. So maybe it might be better to break. I mean, that's why we're here today to talk about this stuff. So.
We just have a lot of things that we want to get done, and we're not really sure the best way to go about it. That's where you guys can hopefully.
And it's the busy part of the semester now with everything else. And this should get a month-long hearing by the university community that wants to have input. So I think that means work fast.
Yep. Exactly what that means.
So, I would speed this along, I guess. I'd love to get approval from all of us on the general idea of bringing forth a resolution to the UA. So, if the UA's having a meeting on the 24th. If this doesn't get in on the 24th, the next time it's come up is, like, April, whatever, and then a month from April 7th, and a month of that is May. We're not meeting
yet.
Yeah, so we have, this has to be on the UA floor by the 24th. We have this meeting. We have quorum. And I think we should approve as CJC and leave, honestly, leave for these folks to work out every detail, but the ones that we think are most important or would make us vote now today. I think the questions to answer are like, what exactly are you proposing in terms of the committee? Is it a subcommittee? Is it a new committee? Is it CJC? Anything else that we really have to iron out? What, any other decision points that make you vote yes or no?
I think you would just have to be clear that in the charge of the Code of Judicial Committee is the Code of Conduct. So what you're proposing is actually outside the Code of Conduct.
Yep.
So it's outside of our charge.
Right.
So there would have to be at least some level of special dispensation that gets charged back if we're going to use this committee. Which I agree. I don't want to raise the wheel. You don't write people to the table. Why wouldn't we just have the discussion with all the bright people at the table?
I mean, honestly, this is not, by the time this gets approved by President Sporton, that's another 30 days, right? So whatever this committee, whether it's part of the CJC or not, it's not going to happen before the next academic year.
No, it's not the formation of the committee.
Right. So.
I mean, honestly, I think the CJC needs to do it in one form or the other. You already have experience in season, like, knowledge on the codes and policy, and like, that's just maybe you need to bring more ex officio members in or invite other people to come and be a part of this, if we're talking about the draft of the Bill of Rights, or actually, you know, maybe just you need to look at the composition a little bit of the CJC itself, if it assumes its additional authority.
But of course it doesn't have the capacity yet because we're proposing something new. We can't expect any existing body to have the capacity.
Propose it and have it and say, you know, pending, I don't know, revisions to the composition or the membership in the CJC. We'd like it to have the story. Another thing we talked about is maybe that means that CJC becomes a misnomer and in the future we have to call this under the university assembly, instead of the codes and judicial committee, the, you know, rights and responsibilities of the community committee, I don't know. Something
right, whatever we named it in the draft.
Yeah.
We named it the rights and responsibilities committee.
And that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, we're called codes. We have exactly one code, right? And it's the campus code of conduct. We're called judicial. We do exactly one thing a year that's judicial, and that's approving the UHRB. Which isn't even, you know, kind of a rubber stamp type deal. So I think, it, you know, we're here for that sort of thing anyway.
Yeah. I think actually that's I'm not sure that the resolutions are, I have them. It's the first time I'm looking at them, so I'm scanning them, so I'm not sure if I'm missing something. But even just looking at the resolve segments of things, they may be, it might be in too much detail for what we can accomplish in the future. But you really might want to pick and choose where our drive is to establish a committee, and if we have a solution of expand the charge of the Codes and Judicial Committee to include the code, the now code of the Community Bill of Rights, that empowers the next set of things. But I think some of the things that are in here,
so like all the little subsections,
third order effects that first require the establishment of.
I mean, we say that you pull this out as a charge for that committee, maybe, and then resubmit it, because we're not going to get it all done. I just know we're not going to get it all. There's too many questions.
Yeah.
But I think you'll get agreement that this would be a really wonderful thing to have, and as long as there's a proposition for who owns it and people agree that that's the right place for it. But I do see it from a perspective of what we're charged with, a fundamental problem that needs to be resolved. So that would be the resolution I'm saying that. Resolve that the Codes and Judicial Committee could take on this additional charge. And you can even propose a second, you know, if that passes, you could probably slide in a secondary charge to say, here are the things they'll address. So you can have a vote on resolution 18 now, and if that passes, then bring forward resolution 19, and resolution 19 goes away if 18 fails. You can still probably get it done in one meeting, maybe, as long as the stuff was broad enough to get it through the end of the semester so that it can be refined in the fall.
So
they gave a good presentation or presentation to the UA.
The need is apparent. The need is apparent.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see any resistance. Yeah. I think what you're going to see resistance to is if it starts to look like it's getting too much into the minutia at the tail end of the school year, you'll want people to, they're not going to sign off on minutia.
So you're saying that we should basically keep the first version A, which is like the very first version with the whereas clauses. So rather than have like that last further resolve that the committee shall be responsible for section, get rid of that.
This is almost the second resolution? Right.
So the first resolution would be getting rid of that clause and making the clause above it something about how we're giving the power to the CJC to establish a subcommittee.
No, B has to be the second. So B is further resolved that the CJC creates a subcommittee, community rights and responsibilities, something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That exactly.
Research. I mean, I don't know, yeah. But I need to see it before I vote.
So I think we decided that it's apparent that we'd have to approve as a CJC for something to get to the UA today. Are we comfortable giving these folks leeway with working exactly what that is out and just answering some key questions that maybe we could lay out right now in the rest of the meeting? We have about an hour. I think we could.
Or I could just change that part right now.
You're pretty close to it. In its whereas clauses, I think, are rock solid. And I think that's where you're aiming. I think it's fabulous. I think when we get into trouble is we start to be resolved. We're a little too directive that I think will be palatable to the UA. I'm not sure you actually need some of them if you just say, be resolved that the University Assembly empowers the Codes and Judicial Committee to establish a community rights and responsibilities. Or add to the charge of the Codes and Judicial Committee the responsibility for monitoring and creating community rights and responsibilities.
Document.
Something we call codes, I don't care what you call it. What I'm concerned about is if we get too much deeper than that. So here's where the subcommittee bothers me. Subcommittee means even smaller than our committee. which I think from a working perspective makes total sense, but to bring it forward to the UA, makes it sound like we have five people in a room and we're going to write the response, which is not the process.
Maybe then working groups is the best.
It's hard, like you're saying, generally, isn't it then up to the CJC to figure out?
Exactly. Yeah. Which is why they stay broad, because you're likely to get your stuff off
anyway.
Right.
If we wanted to.
Yeah. So
if
then maybe...
You can put out a survey monkey if you want to. I mean, there's all kinds of ways we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to narrow it down to say it's only a subcommittee. We actually want to say it's our committee that's going to own this
Do you want to throw that in the Google Doc that you'll share?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we could get this edited right now and even make... I think the way that the first one is written, technically, I mean, I'm not 100% sure about this, but at least if this was coming forward to the essay, it would be a bylaw change, and you would need to write exactly what you would want in the bylaws.
And I think that's exactly what we want to do. We pull up what the Building Leadership Committee has its charge and see what we need to tweak. And I don't know if I was looking for it, I can get it.
Okay.
But I think you ran out of track with what I remember too.
So, Joseph, I'm making a new Google Doc, and I'm going to put version A into the Google Doc. And we were thinking that we would just attach it to the resolution so people know what we're talking about, because we've added a couple things.
Because it will make the appearance that that's what you're working towards, and if there are people opposed to that, it'll shut it right down. And you really just want to get ownership and
we can personally continue to put in, what we can do is personally make the changes to the draft that we think are obvious, and we can make sure that whoever's on this committee has the draft that you guys have been working so hard on.
Yeah.
We can just, like, kind of, like, give it to them.
This is kind of just something I don't know how, like, so if staff the draft leaning forward, should CDC become empowered in this way, or whatever, how does the sharing of the draft work across the assemblies for their input? Is that, like, another formal mechanism? Then it's, like, DPSA and EA for their...
Once this committee owns that, we can build that in, and I think we will want to make it as friendly as possible,
right,
from as much input as possible. So yes, to the shared governance system would probably be something we would talk about as a group, saying, you know, here's how it is. Now, ultimately, over the university assembly, those people are present.
Right.
Right? So they're there. But do you want to separately pull and run things that do?
Yes.
You would try to figure that out, right? So it's the same thing with the code, right?
Right. I mean, I just feel like, for example, in the draft that we have, the portion on employee rights is blank because we just don't really know what policies to extrapolate from and look for, or what are the things that they feel are the most important as staff. So maybe that's a question that can be answered by the one or two people from the EA that sit on the UA, but maybe then again, that's something that, you know, aggregate intelligence is always something a little bit higher. So maybe they prefer to talk about that at the next EA meeting and see collectively what they believe should be included. So
Well, we have an option as a committee to include, in our working group doesn't have to be a smaller subcommittee of us. It might have a smaller subcommittee of us in a larger, actually, group of people that are
invited
to or show an interest in and want to show up for.
Yeah, I think we could like take student applications and do it.
Okay. So basically, it's not going to show the bottom part. Basically. I just want to show you guys that what I'm about to delete.
Get rid of the whereas.
Yeah, so I'm basically going to, I have another copy. I have another version of this somewhere else. But basically, I'm going to delete that whole thing about.
Yeah, it'll start like
this.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm going to just take it out, and I still have it so that we can put it back in later. Okay. So now what I...
I would say start by most of the be it therefore resolved, probably just kind of like that. We have it in front of us to reference if we need to, but I don't think that there's anything actually written.
Could we keep the one about putting it on a website? Just because that's so easy, and I don't know why anyone hasn't done that. There is a be therefore resolved that all campus policies. It should be separate.
Yeah, it's part of what that group will produce. You know, we'll hold
okay.
On to the...
That's fine.
That's a low-hanging fruit that they can
I might just be able to ask someone to do that, but I would like to see that.
So I have the bylaws here.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's article... the website is assembly.cornell.edu/UA/bylaw.
And you're sharing the Google Doc to you.
COC22. Okay.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah.
And I can read it because it's very short.
Okay. There may not be that many.
Article 4, Charges of Standing Committee. 4.1, which is the only part that applies to us. By delegation from the Assembly, the committee will review any proposed motion related to Campus Code of Conduct and recruitment and appointment of members to the University Hearing and Review Boards. So I suggest we ask for a bylaw change that says any motion related to this resolution.
Okay, so be there for
and then you call it what you have.
Be there for involved with the charge of the...
Should I email this section to you?
Yeah, I also shared you on the Google Docs, so you can just copy and paste it. Oh, you can email.
Well, can you email the...
I'm on it. See, look, that's me.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I thought you were in.
Okay. Be therefore resolved that the charge of the code and...
So we'll be there in a second. Part of my note below.
No, I think you actually want to go with be therefore resolved that section 4.1.
Okay.
Or your article 4, section 4.1, charges of standing committee, whatever that... This language is coming to you. Be amended to be, and then put in your language. Okay. You're just gonna add a bullet.
And you have to change the.
Yeah, grammar. I can take care of in a minute.
Yeah, I was just reading the holster locking thing.
Yeah.
In response. Yeah, that's cool. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
impossible to get it out.
Yeah, not
a class.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Section 4.1 of the
University Assembly bylaws.
Be amended to read, by delegation from the Assembly, the committee will review any proposed motion related to campus code of conduct. Another semicolon.
Do you
make
up the name?
Any motion related to
the community bill of rights?
Maintenance of the community bill of rights.
Creation and maintenance.
Yep.
Creation, main, and maintenance of a
committee to override.
So do we think what we should include the authority to propose changes in the consistencies between the different policies? Because ideally that would be part of the committee chart.
Yeah,
that was this one.
That might take this though.
That's 50 years up here.
What's it say?
I agree with that. I'm just making sure that we're all on the same page.
Agreed.
At the same time.
That's brilliant.
So I'm going to just make this part in red. So everyone...
How we're doing it doesn't matter. We're still going to do it anyway at some point. Somehow.
Yeah.
As opposed to... Don't get
and I'll be here forever, so I'll make sure this happens. I'm never leaving. Okay. I was just worried that this was going to get... that the resolutions were going to get dropped when I'm not on the EA anymore. But I am going to be here next year, so...
Yeah?
Yes, but I will not be on the EA next year. So I will annoy the people on the UA.
You'll be on a working group.
Yeah, I'll be in a working group, sure.
So, should we still play?
Okay.
Is this worth living?
Yeah. Well, I'm not really going to be living.
Wait, what are you doing? That school?
That school.
One now, look at that.
Perfect. What happened?
I
Okay, so do you guys think that this is... Like, because all it says after this is, be it further resolved that all relevant policy owners, as well as representatives from all constituent assemblies in the Office of the Judicial Administrator, Judicial Code Counselor, and University Counsel sit on the committee as ex officio members.
No, that doesn't make sense anymore,
so I'm going to remove that.
Remove everything after that.
But can I leave the, be it finally resolved that every Cornell community member be able to understand what their fundamental rights and responsibilities are on campus?
I don't know if we can actually, we can put it on there.
But I don't think that makes sense.
Seems like
she's
doing
because
we're not in control.
So then I can just...
Have
access
to.
He has finally resolved that every Cornell community member has access to what they're from.
Well,
the...
Okay. It's okay.
I think as a TJC, we can say we would like to have a website that has the three documents.
Mm-hmm. Remove the
step two. There's lots of things that we would like to see done soon. But this is one of them, right? So we're giving the CJC the power to create and maintain a community bill of rights.
Right. But then you stop that conversation. Well, sounds like a lot of work. Who's going to do that? Right, look, we know it's a lot of work. We're willing to take it on. It's not really in our charge. We need to amend our charge.
Creation, maintenance, and distribution or dissemination. Because then that's because that's
right. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I know we don't have to move that through here. Yeah. So dissemination, distribution, awareness.
Wait, what?
That's nice.
So it's creation and maintenance of the community bill of rights, but if we also add a responsibility in the charter to make that availability. Availability.
Availability.
Yeah.
Creation, comma, maintenance, and availability.
Yeah.
So.
That's nice.
And the UA doesn't even have to approve the website ever. Right, so you just make it a CJC.
Yeah.
So you're really just making approved documents. So.
Yeah. And Gina kept on telling me she was going to get back to me, and she never did. So I'm still looking for someone to offer all of these things on
one
of
them.
Well, the interesting thing is you may think you know where all the policies are, but that's part of the problem.
Right.
We don't necessarily know where all the
problems are.
Well,
Right. Well, the problem is that students and parents are confused, and other people in the community are confused when they are confused of doing something that violates the policy, and then they can't find the policy. That is one part of the problem.
And all we have to do is link, so whoever's in charge.
Yeah, but all we have to do is link it to their website. That's all, literally all of we're asking.
So we don't want to share website. Very much like the share website.
Yeah.
So share the central repository for that information. It links to the outside controls of that information, and that's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And when the Bill of Rights is done, we can put the Bill of Rights on there too. Then everyone.
We need to centralize the HR policy, including their own HR policy.
Yeah,
Yeah, but you know, when it comes together, then those kind of things.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not voting, but I mean, I'm just like, I can imagine.
So, would you like to vote on this as it is written?
I'm not going to do it. It's literally just creation, maintenance, and availability. That's the only change we're making.
I motion to close discussion.
Okay. And it's just one resolve.
Yeah, it says, all it says is, be it therefore resolved that Article 4, Section 4.1 of the University Assembly bylaws be amended to read, by delegation from the Assembly, the committee will review any proposed motion related to campus good conduct, recruitment and appointment of members of the University Hearing and Review Board, and creation, maintenance, and availability of a community bill of rights. The committee may propose, review, and amend resolutions as deemed appropriate. The committee must approve resolutions referred for consideration before they can be advanced to Assembly for a vote and debate. And then, close, quotation marks, be it finally resolved that every Cornell community member have access to what their fundamental rights and responsibilities are on campus. Respectfully submitted, the CJC.
Motion to close discussion and move to vote.
Motion to
approve.
All those in favor? Yay.
All right, great.
We did it.
So that means that we can communicate this. So should I meet this day, like?
Respectfully submitted CJC.
Yep.
Yep. We're all.
Yep.
And I'd recommend sending it to Jim.
Like right now.
I'm gonna send it to him right now.
It has enough time to be on the. Yeah, please. Well, can you tell him?
Put it on the agenda.
Put it on the agenda and put it. We want to pass this as soon as possible. We think this is very important.
So this is the first reading.
And he knows that you're working on this today. I told him yesterday that we're talking about this today. So do we? Does everyone here have time to talk about the next potential steps or not?
No, I have to leave. So I need to have another vote. Do you have a quorum?
Yeah, once you have
a
quorum, the quorum never goes away.
Yes.
Yeah,
unless we take
attendance again. Well, you do you want to say anything about the second parts of this?
The second proposal would be... What is the second proposal?
So go back to the same thing, right? So the original document, A and B, right?
Yeah.
The A, I think.
Well, we used A mostly in...
Well, we didn't use the result.
Right, so now I'm going to go back.
And back in the results. And so what you might need to start out with, whereas the Chosen Judicial Committee is charged with the creation, maintenance, and availability of...
Oh, because by then it will have other passion. If it doesn't, it's not a thing.
It's not moved. This is what they have to work.
It's charged with, and then I'm going to like copy and paste that.
Thanks, Bill.
That was nice. That dissemination or availability, that was really nice.
Dissemination might be a scarier word, but availability? It's available. It's still available.
Wait, so this is going to be the CJC working. Okay, and now I'm going to share it with Jesus.
Why don't you share it with CJC as a whole?
Why are you
going to send it to the email address CJC, and then anyone can see it?
I don't know how to get, that's the old one.
The new one is...
OA-dash.
OA-UM-CJC-L. Yep. Yeah, and now everyone has editing privileges. Which is awesome. I like that list.
So now you guys can all edit. I just sent you a Google Doc that said CJC Working Group. So far, I've just added.
Did that come by email?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should be there in like a minute.
See now, or at least, even if you guys don't want to edit it, you can watch what I'm changing.
I don't have a password.
Do you need a password?
Yeah, we're not on email. Staff and faculty are not part of email.
What?
We're part of Outlook.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so now I have to make sure that...
But are you in Google Docs?
It is in Google Docs.
Right.
So I'm going to...
Yeah, you have all right. You can just add more.
Okay.
You need that, I'm sorry.
So, it doesn't say it's only accessible to collaborators. I didn't put the button that said, like, it can only be shared with female people.
How about you just capture what we're trying to say?
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's fine.
And when you get a draft that's reasonable, we'll look at it. You can send it to that. You can send it to us an email. We can look at it.
Okay. So, whereas the Chosen Judicial Committee is charged with basically all that stuff and the creation and maintenance and availability of the community bill of rights,
grammatizing.
Yes, that's fine. And then the next thing would say, be it therefore resolved that a working group known as the Community Rights and Responsibilities Working Group be established under the CJC, be it further resolved that the charge of this working group be as follows, and then I will literally copy and paste all those things that I wrote.
I want to say something about those other things.
Yeah.
Well,
we should go through them.
Okay.
A lot of them were just ideas.
That's what I... Okay, so let's paste it in and we can... We're going to paste in all the details and then go through it line by line and just fix it all. Thanks, Charlie.
So the most recent version you're looking on version A is...
Yeah, so it's starting at the top of the be it therefore resolved of version A, yeah, which is, like, basically what I've been writing all these times.
I have no issues with that statement right there. Be it therefore resolved at all campus policies weekly. The access through one community rights and responsibilities website. And I would not designate the format. Very first, be it therefore resolved.
Okay. Okay, so that was the accessibility of the Community Bill of Rights. Now we're putting all campus policies under this working group, too. So that those are two separate issues.
So it's just about...
Yeah, so accessibility last time was about accessibility of the Bill of Rights. This is about accessibility to all the policies that make that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I would be careful not to say in PDF format. We need to deal
with... Yeah, yeah, no. That was, like,
yep.
A thing that...
I would say access...
Okay, be it therefore resolved that all campus policies be accessed through a community rights and responsibilities website.
I would even say
web
page.
Okay.
If you don't know where that's going to live yet, that might live somewhere else.
Yeah.
It might be a site, it might be a page.
This we already just did. Oh, no, that's what we haven't done yet.
Yeah, no, this is what I thought we were going to talk about. So then do we want to continue on with the be it therefore resolved clause talking about establishing a working group?
I want to go back to that all campus policies.
We mean literally everything. We want the housing policies, we want HR policies, we want employee policies.
They already live online, but where they don't live
is together.
A page where you can go, oh, your policy, I'd like to go there. Oh, I'd like 6.4.
Okay, so link to, what would we say? That
I would say it can be accessed via one.
Via.
So. Somebody's going to... words and crap out of it anyway, but the idea not being that we write and maintain the policies, but we provide a forum by which people can easily go.
Right,
and
because I want
policy
to be able to say
get my hands on and it's going to live here.
Right, because we currently, as students, or at least 4 years ago when I was a freshman, I got one book that said academic integrity and one book that said code of conduct, and that was it. And I never actually got a physical copy of 6.4 or all the other policies or the policy on the policies. Right. So that's all online, but a lot of students don't know that those exist online and where to find them. So the point is that even the policy on policies be included on the
centrally accessed or centrally linked to, or, you know, we can put parenthetically a couple different things.
So be centrally accessible?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate the word transparent.
Yeah.
Know that, but
you want to put that in. No, because we're not responsible for the content, and that would lead people to believe that the content is transparent.
She's collated, Anna?
I like the words that we've been using. Let's stick with that for the moment. Move to the other being resolved in the interest of time.
Can I add a whereas clause that just says it's hard to find them now?
We didn't put that on there?
Yeah, so whereas it is currently...
I think it might be enough for it.
But we can drop some of the whereases. Let's not go to the whereases yet. Can we just use resolve?
Okay,
first?
Yeah.
Can I?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, whereas all campus stuff.
Whereas we can strike, because if we get our first committee through, we can strike some of those others.
Okay.
All right, so the second resolved one we can get rid of, right? Be it resolved, but the community rights and responsibilities, because theoretically we've already done that.
Yeah.
The third resolve, relevant policy owners as well as representatives, blah, 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 I think you could, the third be resolved, might be a little too specific, and but I get what you're trying to say there.
That all relevant policy owners as well as representatives from the constituent assemblies and that one?
Yeah, because if you look carefully at the policy owners,
there could be like 100.
We would have, hundreds of people.
And that's 100 assemblies.
So you don't want to do that, but what you're getting at is you want to be able to have input by all these people. Right.
Yes, and because the idea is that if these people are involved in the conversation, they will be more likely to change their policy via the avenue that their policy may be changed. So if there's someone from the CJC who sits in this working group, and someone in the working group is saying, like, well, you know what, like, this part of the code is, like, really messed up, and a lot of students are getting in trouble because of it, then if Randy is in this working group as the policy owner of the CJC, he can kind of be like, oh, I'm going to bring a resolution to the CJC. That's the kind of collaboration that we would like to see.
Yep. Instead of legislating form, let's have a big function. Let's say it further resolves that a key purpose of this group is to allow for collaboration amongst policy owners. And something like that, right? And then,
good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Enough, because otherwise you get them really
good. Yeah. And they'll do it. And
that's
the point.
That's good. And it could be in any kind of unofficial or official communication.
Owners.
It's still between all.
Yeah.
Between all policy owners, maybe.
Shared governance.
As well as representatives from all.
Instead of saying all, let's just put, like, so when I imagine all policy owners are all shared governance, I imagine, like, a cluster amount of people. Let's
no,
just say policy owners, shared governance.
So you can even say representatives from.
Mm-hmm.
Liaisons?
Yeah.
You don't actually have, the collaboration is the key point here.
Yeah.
So you're not leaving people outside of this process.
The key person of the group's local collaboration be policy owners, representatives, and shared governance system, and other stakeholders.
As appropriate.
And other stakeholders as appropriate to ensure greater consonance between policies.
Do we also want to include not only the policy holders, because there's a set seat at the table, but communication. Not only the policy holders, but those affected by the policy.
That's the stakeholders.
Yeah, another stakeholders of the program.
Yep.
So get rid of the whole thing about the JCC, the JA,
yeah.
The University Council.
Yeah, because they're only on the JCC. So
right.
You get one more.
Well, I mean, the JCC.
I mean, and whenever this working group meets, right, it could invite whoever it wants as pertains to each meeting.
Right.
Right, that's the point. And that's established by the group.
And you're right, the JCC is not, but for the purposes of our group, we know that we want the JCC in there. Again, if we're given the charge, we include that person.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's totally cool.
So drafting to be responsible for assisting the CJC in its role regarding the Community Bill of Rights.
So we don't want to put it and make it available for that thing.
So no, I think so. It's we can just do that here. So to be responsible for assisting the CJC in its capacity, no, in its role regarding the Community Bill of Rights. And we can just cut out that section for right there.
If you guys don't want to attach the draft that Amanda and her law colleagues have been working on, then it would be appropriate to get rid of that.
Yeah, I would just strike the second part of the drafting and maintaining a Community Bill of Rights would be enough for that one statement.
Reviewing all relevant policies. We just said that, right? So it's a lot for collaboration between policy owners. Two, it's to be responsible for.
That's a fair amount of work, so I would review on that one.
Reviewing all relevant policies, not annually, but as needed.
As needed to ensure that the responsibilities, to ensure that they are written, in a self and inter-policy consistent manner. That's crappy wording. That's the point there.
What?
But, I mean, that is what we're getting at, right? It's just complicated because there's a lot of moving parts. But...
Well, I think the consequences could be taken out.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Internally and externally consistent.
Yeah. Are written in an internally and externally consistent manner, formally recommending changes in policies, changes in language, in the language of the policies, to address, not rectify, right? No one's fault. These inconsistencies.
Hey, I was shooting for the moon.
Yeah, no, this is
great.
This is pretty fantastic.
It's great. You're going to edit something that's already written and just kind of come up with it. And believe me, it'll get picked apart in UA anyway.
Yeah, no. I don't care. But the reason why I wrote it the way it was, because I figured that I might as well write it up here to have everyone bring it down here.
So formula communication and policy violations.
Right.
So I think policy violations are language in the policies. We don't need number 4, right? So, and how policy violations are enacted to rectify these inconsistencies. Like, I know what you're getting. You're getting at the fact that 6.4 has different stuff in it than, like, for example, the code of conduct, but that's already here because those are inconsistencies in language.
Yeah, no, as long as, I just want there to be, like, a formal avenue, right? I don't want this working group to have no power.
Providing the forum by which requested policy changes.
Yeah.
Is that for number 3?
4, I think.
So providing a forum by which...
Through which... Requested changes. They're not recommended until...
Requested changes in how policy... Requested changes in...
maybe just 3.
Writing a
yeah.
Form... Is it 3?
It is 3.
Okay.
Right.
Form recommending changes. Just want to put providing a forum in which formal recommendations...
Through which, I think, is because we want to have, so I'm envisioning maybe more than what you were envisioning, but when someone has a suggestion for how to change policy, where do you go? That was one of the questions,
yeah.
Right? So on this centralized area, got a policy recommendation? Send it through here. You know, have a little form. Which policy are you referring to? What subsection? What page? What blah, blah, blah. There you go.
We'll get invited.
Yeah.
Providing a form through which formal recommendations. Regarding the language of policies, regarding language of potentially inconsistent policies. The language of related policies.
No,
the policies.
Wow, that's cool. I like that.
I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
There's a way to do it, and it might get be that the kickback is, oh, okay, here's the way you need to go through the UA to do this. You need to go to student assembly to do this.
I mean, it's a
you know? Yeah.
I mean, see, so that's really cool, right?
You know, yeah. General, don't you publish come in here and say, I really think you need to get rid of all handicap students.
Yeah.
Right? So, well, here's how you go through with that. You bring it through here. First, you go through there. Okay, we're going to shut you down right now because it's not ADA compliant, and we get federal funding, so therefore, forget about it.
What I really like, though, is that it, so before it was A and B are inconsistent, we have to address both. Now it's just A is inconsistent with university goals, let's address that. Which is like a better class of things to deal with, because it comes with the other.
Yeah.
So number 4, I don't think is necessary, because it's already included.
Right.
In
the most policies have a way to rectify it already, it's just that nobody knows what they are.
Yeah.
So I think you get rid of it.
Ensuring that policy changes are reflected on the, I mean, I think that's true.
The website doesn't exist
that's
yet.
That's the maintaining.
Yeah, that's the maintaining part.
Maintaining. One.
Yeah, so.
Or not one, but maintaining
it. The first
resolution.
The first be therefore resolved clause.
Ensuring that all policies.
You
all
right, just want to move it up under the.
Yeah, maybe it could be number 1, like helping to like maintain the correlation of all things.
Yeah, I would just put it back. I would just strike that whole thing.
It's already in 1.
And put it in 1 as maintenance, unless you rewrote it.
The first word is be resolved that all campus policies be centrally accessible by a community of rights and responsibilities. Okay, it can be all campus policies and current changes. And recent changes.
Up to date.
Okay, and that's 4. It accomplishes modernization. Creating appendices to community rights responsibilities website in order to further clarify ambiguities in existing language. So again, that this is a goal of the thing. We don't have to put these three out. They're going to be so much
that
more.
That is one that I would drop.
Yeah.
And bring up as the working group comes forward and say, okay, these things, you put it under the side, hold it in your pocket, and say, hey, while we're reviewing all this stuff, as we got this together, we realized there's a conflict here, there's a conflict there. People don't understand what this language means.
Yeah, so
where can we send people to understand what this language means?
I deleted it, because like BJC can just pass the working group with that. That's BJC's job, not the UA job.
Right. Even though it's deleted, I'd like to say.
Yeah.
So the CUPD are both members of the community and ensure that the community's rules are
kept. Very true.
Two things. So I think in something like this that might be written later, instead of saying something like rights and approach by the CUPD, also rights and responsibilities.
Agreed.
All of them together.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because you have to get the
numbers. It's going to come out in the document.
Right, and that's the kind of conversation we want to start on campus, like what students need to start understanding that when a CPD officer asks them for their student ID on campus, that they have every right to do so, and that you basically must comply with that.
And if you have issues with it, there's a form by
which
you
can. Yeah. If you have the right not to open that back, you must do it today. Or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, well, here, scenario A, scenario
right.
A.
The point is that Cornell is so decentralized that it's, like, incredibly confusing to actually know
mm-hmm.
what you can do and what you can't do. Even though what you can't do most of the time is pretty clear, what you can do is not necessarily very clear, and it just makes it harder for students to maybe know.
I'm going to make that black because I didn't already put them.
Yep, that's fine. I'm getting ready to send this thing to Jim.
Is there anything in the second B version that we need to make sure we...
I mean, that's what Amanda was working on with the other people, but it's basically like she was talking about like editing that, which is basically copied and pasted from the student assembly version of this resolution, and I don't think we need it.
Yeah, because I think B argues for the I think we need to have a community goal, right? And that already makes, we already have that argument.
Yeah.
Cool, I'm ready to vote on this if anyone else wants
to.
All
right, send it forward, let's take it to the edited document.
The CDC working group, it's called?
I know, I looked for that connection and it wasn't showing up.
Okay, let me email directly to you.
Yeah, why don't you download it and email it to them?
Yeah.
And me. Yep,
yeah, download as PDF.
Oh, wait. I think it is showing up.
Cool.
But wait, only some of it is. I'm only getting through.
It'll look.
Three of the lives.
Oh, so that's a different thing. I can just come over there and
yeah.
There's an app. I was going to email it across the room.
Yeah.
Ended up with Adelaide.
Yeah.
Hey,
okay. All
right.
How you doing?
Sorry, this is crazy. I'm afraid of being on the record
yeah.
saying that.
Legit, I think.
Oh.
It's pretty bad. Well, you should be. It's good. Oh, cool. What's up?
Joseph said that you wanted to add a whereas and I shut you down. I actually think the whereas you wanted to add was...
If everything's not centrally located so far. So can you copy that whereas from...
Yeah. And I think you could also put in the very bottom here as well.
So should I not include that whereas clause in the first version of this?
So rights aren't centrally accessible, policies aren't centrally accessible. So the first one should say rights, the second one should say policies.
Okay, let me know what's up to that. Okay. Well, the way it's written is, whereas Cornell policies currently reflect these responsibilities but do not explicitly define the rights of community members.
That should be for the first thing that we're sending to Jim. The second thing we're sending to Jim, so the thing we're looking at now should say, whereas all the policies are not...
I read the wrong thing. It says, whereas Cornell policies currently reflect these responsibilities but do not explicitly define the rights of community members, whereas all campus policies, including the Code of Conduct, Code of Academic Integrity, and other policies are housed on different websites.
That second whereas?
So
that
I
second
could,
whereas should go into that.
Okay, and... Okay, and then do I need to do anything else?
I don't believe so.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't send that to Jim yet, then.
Yeah.
I don't know if that last sentence...
Let me... Providing a form for informed application regarding the policies can be made. And the...
And I like to
just... Oh, it says that now. You guys did that.
It was an allow.
Is to facilitate.
Yeah.
And I'm bad for speed. Revolution.
Yeah, I'm sure I
do. Exactly. We'll get
stuff
down in UA. But
that's
all right. I think first of all, totally fly. This one get picked apart a little bit more. But
you're overrunning people. Like, no. What would somebody invested in if they
were a. You know, I've never, ever been able to pull against that.
Yeah,
you know, I think it's reasonable. It never fails that you're allowed to use the word reasonable and I'm not. Okay? Can we break reasonable? No, I want to add it in over here. I'm like, well, why is it make sense there? Not what I want. So, anyway, that said, because this is more meticulous and has more direction to it, that's why you'll get the...
There's more change.
It won't be on its surface. It'll be because... It won't be on its surface, but it'll be because people might be looking for what we don't have.
So. Yeah, I think it's just the key is like laying out the problem itself.
Yep.
For both of them, which I think we can easily do.
And this addresses the three main things that we wanted. An establishment of a committee, getting all the websites together, and giving that committee a specific charge and / authority.
So the question I asked you when I first came in, maybe there could be some thinking, I don't think it's necessary, but in light of what Kathy just said, what we don't want to do is duplicate what anybody else is doing, and we don't want to take away the responsibility. We just want to have a facilitation to bring these things together.
Do we? I think someone will bring that up if we do, and we're not taking any responsibility, we're just providing another forum to talk about inconsistencies or issues people want to bring up.
And it's not a duplication.
Because we don't get exclusive authority. Nothing is claiming exclusive authority.
So, we put that in
here? So I think it's the fact that we're in there in that we're a subcommittee with the UA.
Yeah, like we're not like now we're in now we're the policy.
I'm worried about it taking that in.
Yeah. I'm motion to vote. Like a principal? Or alter?
Oh,
yeah.
This is
nice.
Yeah.
That's
true. You want to get it. You know, the nice thing is we're not the end-all be-all. It kind of goes through UA. They're going to have to look at it. If we miss something in our rush, we can stumble more into it. The idea isn't here to have overarching power over anything. It's to have a responsibility to create something that's missing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Weird little world.
Happy here?
Very happy.
I'm full smiles ahead.
Good.
But, I mean, I think we'll still meet with all the constituent groups so that we can kind of come up with what everyone would want this Bill of Rights to look like, and that way that Amanda and I can keep working on the next part.
Yeah.
Yep. If you want to
have a very good story.
The nice thing is that you no longer have to put it in whereas. You can just, to this group, you can say, you know what, let's take this as a procedural.
Right.
Let's scan the UA, let's scan the shared governance group, let's talk to the, you know, broad stroke owners of the policies, a lot of them, I mean, they're all over the place. They're in DFA, they're in HR, they're in my offices, they're everywhere. So, you know, there's a lot of policies on there. There are a lot of different people.
Yeah.
So that's the tricky part.
And we'll have to take this on a publicity tour.
Right.
What do you need us to do for the end?
I guess get these two things passed because Amanda and I are already starting to go on a publicity tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the assemblies, and most of them have said, I know the person to work on this, but I'm going to get back to you with who they are.
Okay.
So, kind of waiting up to see who the people are, so we can schedule a meeting with them, sit down, and show them our draft, and ask them, what is missing in this draft? What are rights and responsibilities that you would like to have be included?
I have a question about the, for the discrimination,
mm-hmm.
is all the immediate
right.
groups. And is that a legal thing, or is at some point you can start saying, and this guy, you can't discriminate against, but nobody else, or is there at least,
I think they
or is there another way that we can like take a step forward and say, you know, it's not discrimination, to not discriminate isn't actually good enough. It's like treating people saying they need to respect as individuals or something.
That's a really good point.
I wonder how much that can, like, I wonder how much legislation can affect that, right?
I think it being enforcing that is the part that, because you can tell someone that.
That's the language here, though, is, you know, you get to this and you go, okay, I'm going to rewrite down.
Yeah, no, and we actually even added more things to the list of discrimination because discrimination against transgender students has become a big issue on a lot of campuses.
That
so
would be the scapegoat. You could just say, the only guy you can discriminate is the official scapegoat.
But we did add that to the last draft because, like, there are people who are, yeah, there's all sorts of things happening. People who applied as one gender and not as another.
Yeah,
and
that's why it gets to the stage of, I'm going to say,
oh, so when you're getting started on it, are you in the right bathroom conversation? Like, that's just so, I got one person screaming their head off because they know what bathroom they want to go in. I got the other one screaming their head off, but they don't put their gender identity in their bathroom. They're all sitting and cramping behind a closed door anyway. Who cares?
I want to say,
tell me the behavior that's happening that's illegal. Are you getting groped? Are you getting molested? Are you getting, is your stuff getting stolen? That's what I'll address. The whole, like, do we have a rule about whether you or not you can go in the bathroom or not, that's, you know, at some point, we're going to have to slap a sign on there to behave yourself. Don't care who's in there.
Yeah, I mean, I
would sponsor that resolution.
Well, theoretically, right? Allegedly, there's no men's bathroom on the 7th floor of Clark, and I was trying to get to the Hampton Bath lecture. So I was thinking about it, right? I was like, what argument, like, I could definitely out-argue anyone that told me not to go in.
Right. Now you're not in the bathroom. Now you're in a locker room. Now what?
That's different. I think that's different.
Is it?
I mean,
I know it is.
I mean,
what is it?
But,
right?
No, I mean, like, you have
to get... The way we're set up, it's public dressing room, and I might not be comfortable undressing in the presence of anybody, much less
the
way you are perceived to be.
Right, am I by definition a threat because I'm a guy? Is there something, like, how do you know I'm a guy? Tell me what defines a dude.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, we're up here in the single home heat market.
You need,
and
wow.
It's just crazy.
You need this. And then, Jesus, a few things that we have before I come in here, make sure
so,
that I...
Mary Beth asked me to say something, so I think Joseph Beth, just mentioned that she listened to you, Sarah, and to Amanda when you were talking in front of the UA and
mm-hmm.
here, and she'd be happy for like 6.4 cases to move out of the JA's office. And, so anyhow...
Where?
Wait, what?
Can you
need to call Amanda while she's in.
Let me do this.
Yeah, let me. Our internal kind of parents were also members have responsibilities as members of the community, whereas
she wants an educational role instead of a
seeming. It's entitled to due process, including reasonable knowledge about their rights and responsibilities, which. Must include.
Oh, did you send the second one to
the staff?
Well, the thing is, I didn't send either of them because we had to edit it. Well, if the meeting's adjourned, I'm going to turn these off.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.